This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott, and we're listening to the song Turn It Around by the band Lucius. She's looking through the room, yeah. Lucius will be headlining the Granite State Music Festival at Kiwanis Waterfront Park in Concord this weekend. The festival is a nonprofit celebration of music and food and New Hampshire. It raises funds for music and arts-related efforts right here in the Granite State. Joining us now is Scott Solsky, Executive Director of the Granite State Music Festival, here to give us the rundown of what to look forward to this weekend. Scott, great to see you.
Great to see you as well.
Scott, this festival has grown in leaps and bounds the last couple of years, over 20 acts this year, including some national acts like Lucius, which we just heard. What can you tell us about this band?
Lucius is a really great, I guess we would label them as an indie band. You know, they're out of New York City. And actually, one of the members is originally from New Hampshire.
No kidding.
Which is why they were so appealing to us.
Oh, I see. So was there always a New Hampshire connection for these bands? Or
no, we try to have all of our local bands, of course, have a New Hampshire connection. But we have a national headliner and a few regional headliners. But the rest are all New Hampshire bands.
So one of the regional headliners, Roots Creation.
Roots of Creation.
Roots of Creation. Let's hear a little bit from this song, That's How Strong My Love Is.
Everywhere. I'll be the moon when the sun goes down. Just to let you know that I'm still around, yeah. That's how strong my love is, baby. That's how strong my love is, gone. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is.
Okay, that's Roots of Creation's take on the Otis Redding classic, That's How Strong My Love Is. Let's get to some of these local acts. Who are you excited about this year?
I'm really excited about Tristan Omond. He's a local singer-songwriter, and I had the chance to meet him through Brian Coombs at Rocking Horse Studio. And actually, we just went down to listen to his newly released CD before he actually released it, and I was just blown away.
Well, since you got a little preview of Tristan Omond's new CD, maybe we can hear a little bit of it here.
Excellent. Sounds great.
And it used to be all right a long time ago. The timing wasn't tight back where the north wind was small. They did, Mom.
So why is it important for the festival to get local acts in?
Well, the whole premise of the music festival is to actually have a national headlining act and a handful of regional acts that people will want to buy tickets for and then accidentally discover the fantastic music that's going on in New Hampshire. Because we have a really vibrant scene. You know, I have the pleasure of sharing the stage with a number of great musicians, you know, from the, you know, Lakes region down to the seacoast. And it's just an amazing group of musicians.
Because you're a musician yourself. Right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, a musician, a music educator. I guess that's why this is such an appealing project for you.
Right. It kind of ties all my love of music together because we also have, a scholarship fund that we're giving scholarships to high school seniors that are looking to make music their careers.
Is your band playing at the festival as well?
It is. We're actually the local headliners this year.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your band.
We're called Pat and the Hats. We're basically based out of Concord. We have a really great following here in Concord, and we've been, you know, we just released a CD, or the CD is going to be released at the festival. So it's our CD release party as well.
All right. You going to give us a little, can we get a little taste now?
Yeah. Here's a song called The Number One Love.
The festival is also going green this year now. How are you going to do that?
Well, the festival is always, we've always made the green efforts from the very first year. This year we've been publicizing it a little more. But, we'll have recycling and composting and solar power for some of the areas in the festival. Of course, the stage is a little too big to run on solar power.
And it looks like a kids zone. What happens in the kids zone?
Oh, the kids zone is new this year. which is sponsored by Stonyfield and Crazy Kids and Cowabungas. And it's all sorts of art activities and inflatable things for kids to play on and all sorts of great stuff for them to do.
Okay. Let's hear about some more of the local music on the way to the Granite State Music Festival this weekend. What else have you got up your sleeve?
You know, there's a really, you know, a band that's not really well known up here in the Concord area. They're called People Skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think
we could all use them.
Yeah, right. And they're a really interesting, they're kind of bringing back the power trio. And it's, they're a great band because there's a female singer and lead guitarist. And they're a band to definitely keep your eye on because they have a unique sound, which I think is always important for bands to be successful.
So let's hear a little bit from the band People Skills. Scott, if I were to look down the schedule, there are a lot of names that I don't know necessarily in the bands. So give us your pitch. Why go to the Granite State Music Festival and see people we don't know?
Well, the festival experience as a whole is not just about the music. Though it does, you know, basically revolve around the music, there's other great things to do there as well. You know, we have, you know, a VIP tent and, you know, beer garden and activities for kids. And it's just a beautiful park and a beautiful space to have a festival. And we've made it our goal this year to make sure that every single person that walks into the festival starts having fun the moment they walk in.
Okay, we're going to accept that challenge. Scott Solsky, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you.
Scott Solsky, Executive Director of the Granite State Music Festival, which is happening this very weekend at the Kiwanis Waterfront Park in Concord. There's much more information on the festival. You can find the schedule at wordofmouthradio.org. And in the meantime, we're leaving you with Our Cloud. This is a song by the Four-Legged Faithful. Some of the music you can hear this weekend at the Granite State Music Festival.